roll shows 19 members present. Senator Green is excused from a call of the Senate.
Please stand for the invocation by Senator Pierce.
Grant, O God, that your holy and life-giving spirit may so move every human heart that barriers which divide us may crumble, suspicions disappear, and hatred cease, that our divisions being healed, we may live in justice and peace. Amen.
Senator Osterman, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Senator Hoffman?
Ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
Without objection, the prayer will be spread on the journal. That brings us to the certification of the journal. Madam Secretary.
I certify as to the correctness of the journal for the first legislative day of the first special session.
Senator Lehman.
Move and ask unanimous consent that the journal be approved as certified by the Senate Secretary.
Without objection, the journal is approved as certified by the Senate Secretary. That brings us to introduction of guests. Are the guests for introduction? If we have no guests for introduction, we've concluded those items that we have agreement on to this point, so we should go ahead and recess. Senator Donnelly. Will the Senate please come back to order? We've completed introduction of guests. There are no messages from the governor. There are no messages from the House. There's no communications. That brings us to reports of standing committees.
The Finance Committee considered CS for House Bill number 260, Finance Amended, Commercial Passenger Vessel Regulation and Fees, and recommended it be replaced with Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 260, Finance, title change authorized by SCR number 18. New fiscal note and forthcoming fiscal note supply. Signing due pass, Senator Donnelly, co-chair, Senators Wilkin, Lehman. Signing no recommendation, Senators Osterman, Hoffman, Olson, Ward, and Senator Kelly, co-chair. I have no further referrals.
Okay, Senator Lehman, would you recess to the call of the chair?
Move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate stand in recess until the call of the chair for purposes of caucuses.
Senator Kelly. Senate will stand at ease before we recess. Order, Senator Pierce.
We will have a Rules Committee meeting on Senate Bill 260 for the purposes of counting the bill at the call of the chair.
And just so everybody notes that there's no further referral, obviously House Bill 260 goes to the Rules Committee. With that, we have a motion to recess the call of the chair. Are there objections? Without objection, we'll recess the call of the chair. Will Senate please come to order? I believe we are under reports of standing committees. Madam Secretary?
The Rules Committee considered CS for House Bill number 260, Finance Amended, Commercial Passenger Vessel Regulation and Fees. Signing for placement on the calendar, Senator Ellis. Signing no recommendation, Senator Pierce, Chair, Senator Terrio. Signing other recommendations, Senator Phillips, Senator Cowdery. The bill is on today's calendar.
Reports of special committees, we have none. Introduction of Senate resolutions, we have none. Introduction of Senate bills, we have none. That brings us to the consideration of the daily calendar. Madam Secretary.
CS for House Bill number 260, Finance Amended. An act requiring the owners or operators of certain commercial passenger vessels operating in the marine waters of the state to register with the Department of Environmental Conservation. Establishing information gathering, record keeping, and reporting requirements relating to the vessel's gray water sewage, hazardous substances, hazardous waste, solid wastes, and other pollutants. Establishing certain sampling, testing, reporting, and record keeping requirements as terms and conditions of permitting discharges from the vessels. Authorizing the Department of Environmental Conservation to provide for independent verification of compliance by the vessels and to monitor and supervise discharges from the vessels, prohibiting the discharge of untreated sewage from the vessels, placing limits on discharges of treated sewage and gray water from the vessels, providing that there is no audit report privilege for complying with the requirement that the owner or operator of a commercial passenger vessel must report discharges of sewage or gray water that violate laws, establishing a fee ranging from 70 cents to 175 per berth, with a maximum of $3,750 per voyage on commercial passenger vessels that are not operated by the state for each voyage during which the vessels operate in the marine waters of the state, based on the overnight accommodation capacity of the vessels determined with reference to the number of lower berths. Providing for a fee for vessels operated by the state to be determined by an agreement between the Commissioner of Environmental Conservation and the Commissioner of Transportation and Public Facilities. Authorizing the Department of Environmental Conservation to research, monitor, and study discharges and releases from commercial passenger vessels, including the opacity of air emissions from the vessels, establishing penalties for failure to comply with certain laws relating to the vessels. Authorizing the Department of Environmental Conservation to encourage and recognize superior environmental protection efforts related to commercial passenger vessels. Authorizing the Department of Environmental Conservation to adopt regulations to implement laws relating to commercial passenger vessels, and directing the department to use negotiated regulation procedures when appropriate to develop the regulations. Establishing a commercial passenger vessel coastal protection fund, requiring a report from the Department of Environmental Conservation concerning matters relating to the vessels, and providing for an effective date. The Transportation Committee considered the bill and recommended it be replaced with a Senate Transportation Committee substitute, new fiscal note supply. Signing do pass, Senator Cowdery chair. Signing do not pass, Senator Elton. Signing no recommendation, Senator Wilkin, Senator Taylor, Senator Ward. The Finance Committee considered the bill and recommended a Senate Finance Committee substitute, new fiscal note supply. Signing do pass, Senator Donnelly, chair, Senators Wilkin, Lehman. Signing no recommendation, Senator Kelly, co-chair, Senators Osterman, Hoffman, Olson, Ward. The Rules Committee considered the bill. Signing for placement on the calendar, Senator Ellis. Signing no recommendation, Senator Drew Pierce, chair, Senator Terrio. Signing under other recommendations, Senator Phillips, Cowdery. There are two Senate committee substitutes.
Senator Kelly.
Mr. President, I move the Senate Finance version in lieu of the original bill.
There is a motion to adopt the Senate Finance Committee substitute. There is objection. The question before the Senate is the adoption of the Finance Committee substitute. If there's no debate, members may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Does any member wish to change their vote? Would the Secretary lock the roll? Oh, Senator Osterman, go ahead. Does any member wish to change their vote? Would the Secretary lock the roll and record the vote? And so the Finance Committee substitute has failed to be adopted by a vote of 7 yeas to 12 nays. Is there a motion on a further committee substitute? Senator Cowdery?
I'd like to make a motion for the original House bill.
That doesn't require a motion. If there's no motion on the Transportation Committee substitute, the version before us is the original House bill. Senator, will stand at ease. We have before us the original bill with the original title. Did you move any version? Okay, there's no other version moved. So the bill before us is the House bill as it came over. That is original to the Senate. Are there amendments?
There's amendment number one and amendment number two being copied.
Okay, Senator. Has amendment number one been copied? Okay, it's on the desk? Oh, okay. Let's stand at ease. It's got to be passed out.